Welcome to episode 5 of Rebuilding Lives, brought to you by the Self-Development Factory. In this episode, we're diving into a topic that's both deeply personal and universally resonant. It's the powerful story of transformation, resilience, and hope. A journey of overcoming addiction and rediscovering life on your own terms. Addiction doesn't discriminate. It can affect anyone, from any background, and the path to recovery is often filled with challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt. But it's also a journey of immense strength, growth, and self-discovery. Whether you've personally faced addiction, supported a loved one through their struggles, or simply want to better understand the complexities of recovery, this episode is for you. Together, we'll explore the emotional and practical challenges of breaking free from addiction, including how to confront feelings of shame, navigate the fear of relapse, and build healthier habits that support long-term change. We'll also dive into the tools and strategies that can make a real difference, such as therapy, mindfulness practices, and creating a daily routine that fosters growth and healing. Importantly, we'll talk about the power of seeking help, the bravery it takes to reach out, and the critical role that a strong network of support can play. Recovery is rarely a straight or easy path. It's filled with twists, turns, and tough decisions. But it is a journey worth traveling, and one that can lead to a brighter, more fulfilling future. In this episode, we aim to provide not only inspiration, but also actionable steps to rebuild, heal, and thrive. From finding the courage to take the first step to celebrating small victories along the way, we'll discuss how each moment and every choice contributes to lasting transformation. Whether you're at the beginning of this journey or supporting someone else on theirs, we're here to walk this path together. Let's uncover the strength within and take this journey one step at a time toward hope, healing, and a renewed sense of purpose. Acknowledging the journey. Addiction is not a weakness. Say it with me out loud if you can. Addiction is not a weakness. It's a disease, a complex, multifaceted illness that affects the mind, body, and spirit. It's powerful, often isolating, and deeply misunderstood. But let me say this clearly. It doesn't define you. If you found yourself trapped in the relentless cycles of substance abuse, take a moment to remind yourself of this truth. You are not your addiction. You are a person with an illness, but most importantly, you are a person capable of healing and growth. Acknowledging addiction as a disease isn't about making excuses or avoiding accountability. It's about fostering understanding the grip addiction can have, and the courage it takes to break free. It's about compassion, not just from others, but also toward yourself. Without this essential self-compassion, the weight of shame, guilt, and regret can make moving forward feel impossible. True healing begins when shame ends. Recovery is a journey, not a single moment, and it starts with a willingness to accept where you are and believe in your capacity to change. Be kind to yourself as you navigate this path. You're not alone, and you are so much more than the battle you're fighting. Remember, every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Seeking the power of connection. Here's one of the greatest ironies of addiction. It isolates, but recovery requires connection. Addiction thrives in secrecy and solitude, feeding off feelings of shame and loneliness. Recovery, however, is built on the foundation of openness and support. If you're listening today, know that you don't have to go through this alone. Reaching out isn't easy. It might feel vulnerable, intimidating, or even impossible, but it's necessary for healing. Professional help, like therapy, rehabilitation programs, or support groups, think 12 steps, smart recovery, or online communities, provide structure, tools, and guidance tailored to your journey. These resources are crucial, helping you navigate the complexities of breaking free from addiction. But there's more to recovery than programs or checklists. Often, the deepest and most meaningful healing comes from the people around you, your community, your chosen family, your caregivers, or even someone who simply listens without judgment. These individuals are your lifelines. They're the ones who uplift you, not enable destructive behaviors. They're the ones who see your potential, even on days when you can't see it yourself. The people you surround yourself with can have a profound impact on your progress, so choose them wisely. Building a network of support is one of the greatest acts of self-care you can do. When creating that support system, remind yourself of this mantra. It's okay to outgrow relationships when you're growing into a better version of you. Not everyone will understand your journey or support the changes you're making, and that's okay. Some relationships may no longer serve you, and letting go of them is often necessary for your growth. What matters most is finding people who respect your progress, honor your boundaries, and believe in your ability to heal and thrive. Recovery is hard, but connection makes it possible. You are not alone in this, and with the right support, you can move forward, one step at a time. Small steps, big impact. Close your eyes for a moment, unless you're driving, and visualize a staircase. Each step represents a goal. Not big, flashy goals, but quiet, meaningful ones. The kind that whisper to you every day, urging you forward. Maybe step one is simply saying, "I need help," out loud for the first time, letting yourself be vulnerable and honest. Maybe step two is attending your first support meeting, walking into a room full of strangers, yet finding a sense of belonging. Step three, staying sober one day at a time, even when it feels like an uphill battle. Recovery is built on steps like these, small, intentional movements toward a brighter, healthier future. Here's the key about this staircase, though. It's your staircase, no one else's. There's no set timetable, no shortcuts, and it's okay to stumble along the way. Taking a step back doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're human. And being human is messy and imperfect, but it's also incredibly resilient. Every step matters, no matter how small it may seem in the moment. Celebrate those steps. Write them down to remind yourself how far you've come. Share them with someone you trust, someone who can cheer you on and remind you of your strength. Even the smallest victories, whether it's making it through a hard day or choosing to show up for yourself, are more powerful than you think. Those small victories are the building blocks of lasting change, the foundation of a brighter future. Keep climbing. You've got this. Recognizing and battling triggers. Now here's the hard truth about rebuilding life after addiction. Temptation doesn't disappear. Triggers don't vanish. That party invitation from an old friend, that stressful workday that drains you, that well-worn neighborhood that stirs up painful memories, these are the shadows you'll face. The way forward isn't to ignore them or hope they fade away, but to prepare for them with intention and strength. Triggers may feel like landmines scattered across your recovery path, unpredictable and impossible to avoid. But resilience can be your shield, and it's something you build brick by brick over time. Start with healthy coping mechanisms that empower you. Meditation can help you recenter your mind when it starts to spiral. Journaling gives a voice to the stress and emotions screaming inside, helping you process them in a safe space. Exercise transforms restless energy into physical strength and mental clarity. Even small habits like deep breathing or taking a walk can create a moment of calm when you need it most. And when triggers hit harder than expected, because they will at times, don't face them alone. This is the moment to lean into your support system. Call that friend or family member who understands your journey. Step into that meeting, whether it's with a sponsor, a support group, or a counselor. These connections are lifelines, reminding you that you're not walking this path in isolation. If relapse happens, remember this. It doesn't erase all the progress you've made. It's not the end of the road, but rather a stumble along the way. Treat yourself with compassion and grace. Recovery is not about being perfect. It's about persistence. Stand back up, learn from what happened, and take that next step forward. Each day is a new opportunity to rebuild, to grow, and to continue becoming the best version of yourself. The endless horizon of self-improvement. Here's where the magic really begins. Recovery isn't the end of the story. It's the first chapter in a book filled with second chances, new beginnings, and untapped potential. Where do you want this story to take you? What else could you achieve once you take back control of your life? The possibilities are endless, limited only by your imagination and the steps you're willing to take. Fulfillment doesn't appear instantly, it grows over time. It's a journey, not a destination, and every small step forward contributes to a larger transformation. Maybe your first focus after sobriety is mending relationships that were damaged during your struggles with addiction. It might be a heartfelt apology to someone you've hurt, rebuilding trust with family or friends, or creating new, healthier connections with people who support your growth. Or maybe it's about starting something entirely new, like exploring a creative hobby, pursuing an education you once put on hold, or even making a bold career change you never thought possible. Sometimes, progress is found in the simplest joys. It could be rediscovering the beauty of everyday moments, a sunrise that leaves you speechless, the warmth of a hug from a loved one, the peace of enjoying a cup of coffee with a clear mind. These small victories are meaningful because they remind you of the life you're reclaiming, one choice at a time. Sobriety isn't just about not using, it's about choosing. Every single day, you get to make choices that shape your future. You choose growth over stagnation, healing over hurt, connection over isolation. It's not about being perfect because perfection doesn't exist. Instead, it's about showing up, doing the work, and committing to yourself over and over again. And here's the best part. This journey is an adventure of rediscovering who you are at your core. You'll uncover strengths you never knew you had, passions you forgot, and a resilience that will carry you through even the toughest days. The goal isn't to become someone else, it's to become the best version of you. Progress, not perfection, is the key. Keep growing, keep striving, keep evolving. You're writing a story that's uniquely yours, and each page is an opportunity to create something beautiful. The horizon of self-improvement stretches endlessly before you. Go explore it. If there's one message to take away today, it's this. Recovery is possible. Whether you're just beginning your journey to sobriety, supporting a loved one through their struggles, or simply looking for hope, know that the future holds endless possibilities. Recovery isn't easy. It's full of challenges, setbacks, and hard days. But it's also full of victories, big and small, and the opportunity to rebuild a life filled with meaning and purpose. You've already done something amazing by being here today and tuning in. That first step is often the hardest. Now, take the next step. Share this episode with someone who might need it, someone who could use a nudge or a reminder that they're not alone. Let them know that even if the path ahead looks daunting or unclear, recovery is worth fighting for, worth living for, and worth every ounce of effort. Until next time, keep taking those small steps forward, no matter how small they may feel. Every step builds your strength, your resilience, and your story. Growth is rarely a straight line. It's full of twists and turns, but each one leads you closer to the life you deserve. Celebrate the small wins along the way and be kind to yourself in moments of struggle. Thank you for joining us on Rebuilding Lives, presented by the Self-Development Factory. Your time and willingness to engage mean the world to us. We're here to support you on this journey, one step at a time. See you in the next episode, and until then, keep going, keep growing, and remember, every day is a chance to start fresh and write a new chapter. You've got this.